This is a download from Downside Abbey. We hope you enjoy it. For more, please visit www.downside.co.uk.
The Lord be with you. And with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you.
Jesus told this parable to his disciples. The kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were sensible. The foolish ones did not take their lamps, but they brought no oil, whereas the sensible ones took flasks of oil as well as their lamps. The bridegroom was late, and they all grew drowsy and fell asleep. But at midnight there was a cry, "The bridegroom is here. Go out and meet him." At this, all those bridesmaids woke up and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish ones said to the sensible ones, "Give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out." But they replied, "There may not be enough for us and for you. You had better go to those who sell it and buy some for yourselves." They had gone off to buy it when the bridegroom arrived. Those who were ready went in with him to the wedding hall, and the door was closed. The other bridesmaids arrived later. "Lord, Lord," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "I tell you solemnly, I do not know you. So stay awake, because you do not know either the day or the hour." The Gospel of the Lord.
Christians should be pretty good at remembering. It is, in fact, a key Christian concept. We have our saints' days all through the year to remember those who have gone before us. Every Mass is a remembrance of Jesus Christ who died and rose again for us. In every sacrament, we meet Christ who comes to us and can change us so that we are in a position where we can meet him on the day of judgment. When we read our Bible, pray our rosary or litanies and so on, Christ comes to us, though of course he doesn't force his way in. And today's readings and Remembrance Sunday come together very well today. The Gospel speaks of the second coming and of the need to be ready, since we do not know the day nor the hour when this will take place, just as we cannot predict the time of our death. And so it is important that we exercise wisdom, as in the first reading, in order to discern the best way to live our life, to ensure that our oil lamps are full. The oil lamps in the Gospel are symbolic of faith, of good works, of righteousness. The wise bridesmaids do not refuse to hand over their oil lamps because they are selfish, but because they cannot hand them over. Just as none of us can or should cease to believe, to do good works, to be righteous, even for someone else. Each one of us has a responsibility for ourselves and our own salvation, as well as for other people. And that is one of the key messages in today's Gospel. As someone said to me last week, it's similar to the instruction on a plane that you should ensure your own oxygen mask is on before you try to help someone else. So how do we try to ensure that our oil lamps are full, that we're ready to meet the Lord when he comes? Well, first, we must actively await his coming. We say in the Creed, that we believe that he will come again to judge the living and the dead. And so, we must each of us live in such a way that we can face that judgment. Most of us probably won't quite manage perfection, but we can and should try to be as good as we possibly can. We can give time each day to prayer, and prayer is something that we often read of in accounts of soldiers at war. I'm sure that being in a battle really focuses the mind. It means putting ourselves in the presence of God in whatever way we can, with the divine office, with our Bible, and there are some good schemes for reading the Bible all the way through over the course of 1 year or two or even three, with our rosary beads and our personal praise, adoration, and intercession for the living and the dead, however we choose to pray. We should receive the sacraments faithfully and regularly. And that means, of course, not only Holy Communion, but also the sacrament of confession, which should prepare us to receive the body and blood of Christ. Again, Mass in the trenches in the First World War, on beaches before a battle, was incredibly important for those soldiers who were to take part in those conflicts. Confession beforehand also was a key part in the life of Catholic soldiers. And it is a pity, as many have noted, that perhaps the majority of Catholics go to communion regularly, but do not think to go to confession, to acknowledge our wrongdoing, and to be ready there to meet the Lord and receive his forgiveness in that sacrament, and then, of course, when our end will come. And to this, we need to add good works, for faith without works is dead. We do not know when the Lord will come again. We do not know when our end will come, and Remembrance Sunday is a day that focuses the mind a little bit more on that than perhaps the other days of the year. And so today, each of us perhaps should ask whether we will be ready for him when he comes. And if not, well, what are we going to do in order to fill our oil lamp and then to keep it full?